Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted business associate in personal and business insurance. I'm your host, Paige Estratore. Today is Monday, June 3rd, 2024. We kick off this week with a pointed rebuke handed down to the Insurance Australia Group, fondly known as IAG. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, is urging IAG to reassess a claim from a driver whose car faced significant water damage. The backstory here, folks. The driver lodged his claim 6 days into his insurance policy. IAG refused the claim originally, citing fraud due to a late claim submission and insufficient evidence. However, the plot thickens as AFCA stepped in, calling IAG out for failing to consider the driver's vulnerable circumstances. Keep in mind, this driver is remotely located, financially strained, and physically impaired with a broken leg. AFCA has now penalized IAG with $5,400 for the additional stress on the driver. That's a story to keep an eye on for sure. Moving right along to a story that hit the headlines about loyalty, or should we say the exploitation of it. Australian law firm Slater & Gordon have initiated a class action against three insurance companies, SGIO, RICV, and SGIC. The core argument? These companies were alleged to have mislead their longstanding customers into believing they were gaining discounts, whereas a manipulative algorithm had them paying more than new customers. The parent company, Insurance Australia Group, re-emphasizes its stance on commitment towards loyalty promises, despite previous investigations from ASIC. A development that underlines the significance of transparency in insurance practices. It's pivotal to keep an eye on this one, folks. Delving over the ditch to New Zealand now into a news story that could have consequences across the Tasman. The alarm bells are ringing over significant levy hikes on commercial properties. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand, IBANZ, speculates that proposed changes to the emergency services funding approach could bring along an elevated risk of non-insurance. The new system is set to start from July 1, 2026, and could reduce affordability of premiums. These changes could lead to underinsurance or even a void in coverage, pushing levies upwards by a staggering 400% if properties are to be adequately insured. That's some food for thought for our business listeners out there. That concludes your weekly insurance news wrap for today. We hope you found it informative and helpful. For more news and our fantastic services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in and catch you next week, same day. Stay informed and insured, Australia.